Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
42-year-old man arrested for drug use in presence of children. False hostage claims lead to charges of controlled substance use and child endangerment. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Friday morning, a 42-year-old man was apprehended on Church Avenue for drug use in the presence of children by Gillette Police. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the individual contacted the police around 9 a.m., claiming he was being held hostage in his room by armed individuals. Upon officers' arrival, they discovered only the man and his 33-year-old roommate. Wasson said contrary to his false hostage claim, the 42-year-old admitted to using meth in his room, acknowledging that his two children were present during the drug use. Lawrence Aranda was subsequently arrested on charges of using a controlled substance and two counts of endangering children with drugs. Wyoming legislative website provides up-to-date information on 2024 budget session. Wyoming residents are encouraged to use the Wyoming Legislature's website to track legislation and participate in policymaking during the 2024 budget session. According to the press release from the Legislative Information Office, the web address is wyoleg.gov and is continually updated as each bill moves through the legislative process. The office says a variety of resources are available on the site, including information about the legislative process and proposed legislation and amendments sponsored by legislative committees and individual members. The text of each bill is posted on the legislature's website as soon as the legislation is assigned a bill number. The status for bills in the House and Senate can be tracked via the legislative website by clicking on the 2024 legislation link on the homepage or the 2024 budget session bills link under legislation in the lower portion of the website. Additionally, residents can find information about how their legislators voted by clicking on the votes tab on each individual bill page. The results are posted after each roll call vote is taken. Information regarding the dates and times of standing committee meetings and House and Senate daily floor schedules are also available. Calendars of floor proceedings in the Senate and the House are posted to the website in the late afternoon for the next day's activities, which includes the bills under consideration and the general order of business for the following day. You can also sign up to receive the committee notices and floor calendars daily through the legislature's Go Delivery email subscription service. The public can watch live and archive video of House and Senate floor proceedings and committee meetings on the legislature's YouTube channel. Users can access videos by clicking the YouTube link icon on the legislature's website or by searching Wyoming Legislature on YouTube. The website also provides a variety of ways for residents to contact their elected officials, including contact information for legislators and the online hotline, which allows the public to recommend support for or opposition to a piece of legislation and leave a comment regarding a bill. For more information on the legislative website or to report technical problems, contact the Legislative Services Office at 777-7881. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.